USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is reacting to a shooting at a high school in Southern California. Police say a student fatally shot two students and wounded three others at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita before shooting himself in the head. The suspect is hospitalized in grave condition.
Tragically, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy have lost their lives. This was another heartbreaking day for students and parents in America.
People are praying after that school shooting in northern Los Angeles County. Dan Broyles is a pastor at Valencia Hills Community Church, and they opened their doors shortly after the news broke this morning.
Obviously, many people here have loved ones or friends that maybe you saw the shooting or had a lockdown in the classroom, and so part of this is their own shock and then caring for people they love.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says apprehensions at the southern border have decreased by 70% since its peak this May. Speaking at the White House, Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan discusses how neighboring countries have helped with migration.
Through continued engagement with the government of Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries, we have initiated a network of initiatives, policies, and regulations to stem the flow of the migration.
Facebook is continuing to shut down fake accounts. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Facebook is taking action against fake accounts on its site. The social media giant's latest community standards enforcement report showing 5.4 billion such accounts have been taken down this year, more than the 3.3 billion removed last year.
Facebook says it will continue to look for fake accounts. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, says he doesn't know how long a Senate impeachment trial may last. Talking with reporters at the Capitol, the South Carolina Republican stresses an impeachment trial should be based on due process.
You're having hearings in the House where Democrats only call witnesses. The whistleblower is being shielded from examination. It's fundamentally unfair. I don't want to legitimize this.
Graham also says he believes President Trump should be allowed to confront his accuser.
Somebody said you did something wrong, the whistleblower complained, but you can't find out who they are, and all the accusations against you are based on hearsay. This is a dangerous precedent set for the country.
The Department of Homeland Security has a new chief. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Chad Wirth was sworn in as the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, making him the fifth person to head the agency under the Trump administration. The move comes the same day the Senate voted to confirm him as Undersecretary of the Department's Office of Strategy, Policy, and Plans by a vote of 54-41. President Trump indicated he planned to name Wolf as Acting Secretary to replace former Acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan, who was never formally nominated to serve in the position. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.